Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. In Holland, the event Sinterklaas has ushered in the season of joy and sharing and created childhood memories for centuries. And in colonial times, it was the one shared celebration that took place annually in New Amsterdam, now New York. Drawing on the Hudson Valley's Dutch roots, Sinterklaas in the Hudson Valley is entering its seventh year as a unique community-built cultural event. Takes place over two weekends in Kingston on Saturday, November 29th and December 6th in Rhinebeck. Joining us on the roundtable this morning to talk about Sinterklaas Hudson Valley, we welcome co-chair Susan Lynn and artistic director of Sinterklaas Jean Fleming. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is very nice to have you and to talk about this event, because this is something that really has taken over. You've been doing this for, as we said, we did 6 years, entering your seventh year, and all seems to be going pretty well, doesn't it, Susan?
Well, it is. Kingston has only been, this will be our fourth year, and it's been in Rhinebeck for 7 years, and each year in Kingston, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Rhinebeck is phenomenally huge, but it's a wonderful event, and it's about children and happiness and holidays and all kinds of good stuff.
I actually created this event almost 30 years ago for the village of Rhinebeck, and we did it for 8 years, and then it was on hiatus for a number of years, and so we brought it back after a long time. A lot of the children who participated in it when we first did it are now adults. They remember it as children, and they've gotten involved in making it happen now, because the program is actually not just two weekends. It actually goes for over a month, because during this time we have giant puppet making workshops that are led by master puppeteers, and we have a workshop space open where children can come and make, because this is an event where people do things. They don't just stand back and watch like so many things in the culture today. This is something where everyone is actively involved in making the event. The children make things, the adults make things for it.
So there are two key days, though.
Yes.
Where sort of everything is going on.
Yes, there are two key celebration days, the 29th in Kingston and the 6th of December in Rhinebeck.
How has this event, so with that history, how has it changed over time?
Oh, the changes are fascinating. When I first created this event, we couldn't call it Sinterklaas. People thought that sounded like too foreign a word. Nobody would know what it was, even though it was based on the Dutch traditions of the town. When I brought it back after many years, everyone Googled it. And immediately everyone said, well, we must call it Sinterklaas. So it no longer was something foreign and strange. Part of the reason I didn't want to call it Old Dutch Christmas, which is what we called it originally, was because Sinterklaas is a non-denominational holiday, and it includes everyone. Sinterklaas as a figure took in all the children, no matter what their background, their race, their religion. And so he loved all the children. So calling it Christmas seemed inappropriate, because it wasn't really a religious holiday. And so when we could call it Sinterklaas, it made it much better, and certainly for the modern communities that we have now, because things have changed so much in the last 30 years in terms of the makeup of the communities, who lives in them now.
So Susan, as co-chair, how have you put together this year's event?
Well, it's, as they say, it takes a village.
Two in this case. Right? Yeah. A city and a village.
Right. We start off in Kingston, and we have a couple of events prior to the actual day itself. We have Crowns and Branches Workshop at the library the Saturday before. We have a Wreaths, Sweets, and Dutch Treats coming up this Friday, which is a fundraiser for Sinterklaas. And then the day before, we're calling it the Sinterklaas Send-Off Celebration. And the day before that, we have another Crowns and Branches workshop. And then we have the day of, which starts off at the library with a performance of Parrots for Peace, which is Gloria Waslin has a family of parrots that she uses to spread the message of peace. And after that, people will go travel downtown, and there are performances, there's a magic show, there's puppets, storytelling, music, and then the day culminates in the Maritime Parade, where we march Sinterklaas down the hill to the water, and he gets on a boat and heads from Spain to Holland.
This is really like a giant play. Everyone is a player in a giant theatrical piece, in a sense, because Kingston plays the role of Spain, from whence comes Sinterklaas, and Rheinbeck plays the role of Holland, where he goes on his boat.
So that is, as you say, and tell us a little bit about this, because this is all about the story. So you want to stay true to the story and fit it into not only these communities, but also into the Dutch tradition of these communities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there were certain things about the Dutch tradition when I began to research it many years ago that didn't seem really appropriate for our time and our village. And so some of the things we changed up. So one of the things is that around this time of year, everyone knows the stories about children getting coal or getting presents. Right. It's a time of judgment for children. It's the end of the year. And one of the things I really wanted to change in this was to not make it about judgment, but to make it a time of celebration, to celebrate the child, the future, the return of the light, really, at this time of year. And so our children, instead of being judged, they're actually honored as the kings and queens of the day. And the branches, the switches that would have been used to punish them in years past, now become their royal scepters. And they make crowns. And there's a moment in the day when the entire community bows down to the children and cheers them. And the children are in a field of stars. And they just look out, and suddenly they're the tallest members of the community. And then the stars are held by the adults, and then they stand up and they hold the stars over their heads, and the whole community is as one under this beautiful canopy of stars. So there are things like that that I changed when I rewrote the story that really focus on making the children think beyond themselves at Christmas or the holiday times when so many are focused on what they want, what they're going to get. The children in their royal scepters have to make three wishes, one for their family, one for their community, and one for the world, teaching them if they're going to be honored and loved, they have to have a responsibility and think beyond themselves and what they want to taking care of their community. And the focus of this whole entire festival is just that, bringing a diverse community together, which is what America is all about, which is what the Dutch were about when they brought democracy to America. It's continuing that tradition of acceptance, of democracy, of people caring for their country and for their community, and bringing that all together. And the night ends with everyone singing Adona Nobis Pacem, hoping for peace in the world.
And you help us sing that, right? We do. Yes. It's a lyric sheet. We don't need to know that off the top of our head.
Our wonderful people, the Vannevar Caravan, is part of this. They do a very big, spectacular show in Rheinbeck where it's a story about a girl who searches the world for the light, for understanding what it is that makes life meaningful, which she ultimately finds is community. And at the end of the night, the Vannevar Caravan helps us to sing the Dona Nobis, and a giant peace dove comes out filled with wishes for the future that the adults have made, and all the children get to touch that puppet. There are lots of giant puppets in this event, and they're very close to the people. Everyone can touch them and really have an exchange with them. The event is not remote. Even though it's grown in size, it's not at all remote. It's still very much in the hands of the children, and very much Sinterklaas himself, for example, tries to touch every child and look into their eyes and communicate with them.
And then, Susan, then on December 6th, all the fun moves to Rheinbeck.
Yes, but not without us sending him off.
Right. Okay. And then what happens in Rheinbeck?
Well, the Rheinbeck is... there are multiple performances going on in multiple venues. There are street performers. There's the Bindelstift Circus. You name it, we have it in Rhinebeck.
Yeah. Every venue in town is given over to the celebration. And the key, of course, is that the children come and make their crowns and branches. But the other part of it, too, is that every year in recognition of the native tradition before the Dutch got here, we have an honored animal. And this year, the honored animal is the hummingbird. And we're going to be making over 100 flowers to sort of nourish these honored animals and over 50 hummingbird puppets that the children will be given so that when they see, then the hummingbirds and flowers see each other on the street, the children will interact with each other, meet each other. And there are other characters, the pocket lady, there'll be a polar bear that is a wild creature, but when a child comes up and sings a song to it, it will transform into a dancing ballerina bear.
Mm.
To sort of show children the power of art to be able to change the world. And other characters as well, there's a storytelling house where children get to be a part of the hummingbird clan. And then many, many other things going on, dancing from all over the world, lots of stuff.
As you mentioned, there are many, many things going on. And if you want to keep track of it all, you can go to SinterklaasHudsonValley.com. That's SinterklaasHudsonValley, HudsonValley.com. SinterklaasHudsonValley.com for more information. Takes place over two weekends in Kingston on Saturday, November 29th and December 6th in Rhinebeck with many other events along the way. SinterklaasHudsonValley.com for more information. Susan Lynn and Gene Fleming, thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.